It's lovely to welcome our guests, as Andy said. As a church family, we decided that our stewardship charity for this year would be Dementia Harbour, based locally. And it's a charity I know very little about, only because I know one of the trustees. And I'm very grateful that Mark, Alison, Jane and Ian have come to be with us today. Jane's going to tell us just a little bit about the charity, but I'm sure you'll make them very welcome in at coffee later. Jane.
Hello, everyone. Bear with me. I'm not used to doing this sort of thing. I like to be in the background a bit, so it's absolutely terrifying. just to give you a little bit of background about Dementia Harbour, we were formed in 2011 and became an actual registered charity in 2016. And the main aim of our charity is to support both people living with dementia and also, equally important, their carers. Sometimes they are the forgotten people. We run two main events. We have a dementia cafe, which is once a month, in which we have various activities, but it's in the main a place where people can come, they can relax, they can get support from other people there who are all experiencing similar or different things, and have fun. That is our main thing. We provide, obviously, teas and coffees and cakes, which are the most important, but we have a different activity every month. Just last Tuesday, we had the lovely ladies from Market Harbour Flower Club, and we all made wreaths, which our members could take home. They were absolutely smashing. I mean, very, very impressive. But we have things like the ukulele band regularly come and play for us. We have some professional singers who will come and sing. We've even had an indoor curling competition, which was great fun and also very competitive. But there's different things for everybody. We have, if you're art and craft, you can join in with that. We have a local artist who helps us. But the main thing is being together in a safe and supported space where people feel they can relax. And that's what we aim for. We also have a Singing for Memories once a month, the beginning of the month. That's run by a lady, Kyle, from the Musical Memory Box. It's been well noted and proven that singing can help immensely people living with dementia, but it's also great fun and it's a lovely atmosphere. Again, teas and coffees and cakes are very prevalent and we just have fun singing. The other things we do are we have, and which we are very grateful for, but we have trips. We are taking a coachload of our members to the Curve in a week, to see the dementia-friendly production of The Sound of Music. That's something we do regularly each year. And we, in the summer, took another coachload of people to Rutland Water for a trip on the Rutland Bell with afternoon tea. Now, sadly, I didn't go to that, but I understand the afternoon tea was absolutely amazing. The weather was gorgeous, so I'm really disappointed we missed out on that. Coming up next week, we have our Christmas party where we will have a singer come and entertain us. We will be fed very well by an afternoon tea from Emerson and West and play various games and whatever and just socialise. So the main thing of everything that we do is to provide support, friendship and hopefully an element of fun for people in a safe environment. One of the greatest compliments I ever had was from a lady who used to bring her mother and father to our cafe, and she said, the minute we walk through the door, we just go, oh, we can breathe a sigh of relief, and we know for a couple of hours we can just relax. And that can't be a greater compliment as far as I'm concerned for this. Everything is free. There are no cost to our members whatsoever. And we can only do this because of the generous support and donations that we receive from people. Without that, we couldn't. Dementia Harbour is also run by unpaid volunteers. We don't take any money at all from this. That said, We are extremely grateful and very pleased and thankful that you have chosen us to be your charity for this year, because it means that it will enable us to carry on doing what we love to do and to give the help that we give to people out there who really do need it. So on behalf of all of us in Dementia Harborough, thank you. Mark, Alison and Ian and myself will be around afterwards for coffee if anybody's got any questions. I want to know a bit more of that, but I was asked to keep it short, so hopefully that's okay, unless anybody's got any questions.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.